In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It is all about love. Have you ever wondered why we enact bodily the foot washing by Jesus? I wonder how we feel as we do this. What is it telling us about the Jesus who comes to meet us? So much happens on this day in the upper room during Passover. So much happens with Jesus and the disciples. Slightly different in all the Gospels, but they are indeed transforming events. This entire scene that we've just heard about takes place at an evening meal just before the Passover. It's Passover preparation day. And of course, Passover is the most important Jewish festival, the day when the Jewish people remember their liberation, their exodus from slavery in Egypt through the wilderness to a land flowing with milk and honey. And as they remember this, they celebrate Passover as the Jews are doing today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, a very special day with our Jewish brothers and sisters. And as they celebrate Passover, it brings God's saving love into the present. The same God who delivered the Jews from Egypt, the same God is loving them now. So the past is not for them just a thing of the past, but it's the eternal now of the eternal God breaking into their present. And this is what's happening for Jesus and the disciples, all Jews, as they meet in that upper room. And they expect that God will save them and liberate them, as he had saved and liberated Moses and the Israelites. They believed the Passover meal was a sacred and holy celebration in which God delivered them again. As God says in our Exodus reading tonight, "This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall observe it." Well, what do we witness in this upper room where Jesus is present? We hear about and we see, if we can imagine it, the foot washing, the birth of the sacraments, the first communion, earthly elements of the old creation transformed by Jesus in the making of the new creation. And we see so beautifully depicted, don't we, Jesus as the one who both loves and serves, humbly. In this room, Jesus is both the fully human companion, shockingly humble beyond his friends' expectations. We hear what Peter said. And he's cleaning his friends, their feet, with a gentle touch and water. But we must not forget that Jesus is also the eternal Word, fully God, created the world through his word, as we read at the beginning of the Gospel of John in the first chapter. Fully God, sustaining everyone and every element in the world through creative power. Malcolm Guite, the UK priest and poet, says, "The God of love is kneeling at our feet." It's an amazing thing if we think about that, is it not? He is the source of every sacrament. He shows the full extent of God's love. And though we betray him, we fail him, we always do, he meets us here and loves us into light. So we think tonight, we remember tonight, and we participate in Christ, the substance of the true God with us, not high and mighty, but close, humble, kneeling at our feet to wash us, to touch us. And also, as we will experience in the Eucharist, broken and placed into our hands to feed us. For he allows himself to be broken for us. This is my body, he says. And it is this Christ, the Word, who gives us the new commandment that we are to follow, to be true followers of Christ. And through all this, we recognise and realise our utter dependency on Jesus. We don't always remember that, do we? But tonight is a night for remembering and celebrating that. And the amazing thing is that all this is happening on the night that Jesus is betrayed. Not when there's some sort of moral purity going on amongst those gathered there, but amongst all the messiness, amongst all the betrayal. Here and now for us, in all the messiness and confusion and, yes, failures in our own lives, we can know that intimate presence of Jesus. Malcolm Guite says again, here where we need him most, here he meets us. Though we betray him, although it is the night, he meets us here and loves us into light. So over the next days, we will be contemplating that love that gives to the uttermost, a love that is preparing to die, a love that does not want us to die without knowing the bread of heaven, the bread of the new creation. And because I love poetry, as most of you know, I think, I will just read a bit more of that Malcolm Guite poem to conclude. Maundy Thursday, he calls it. Here is the source of every sacrament, the all-transforming presence of the Lord, replenishing our every element, remaking us in his creative word. For here the earth herself gives bread and wine. The air delights to hear his spirit speech. The fire dances where the candles shine. The waters cleanse us with his gentle touch. And here he shows the full extent of love to us whose love is always incomplete. In vain we search the heavens high above. No, the God of love is kneeling at our feet. Though we betray him, though it is the night, he meets us here and loves us into light. Amen.